I thought you were like in the middle of the desert or something. Like, it's gotta get back to civilization from your text.
That's what it sounded like.
I felt like I was in a desert because in that particular moment, welcome, by the way, everyone who's listening, this is a special episode that you're listening
everybody.
To. Mike is not here. Mike is
in Canada
playing professional basketball at the moment.
Surprise.
Hannah was on her way to a Kanye West event for The Life of Pablo.
Yeezy season 3, everyone.
And Eric, what were you doing?
Working.
Eric was working. Strike was tugging on me. I was balancing everything that was happening in the moment. And let's just get right to it. New official Game of Thrones photos released.
A million
for season
them.
6. 1 million photos were released.
That's what it felt like.
And we're recording this because we're excited, and we have to talk to each other. We were going to talk anyway, so we decided to.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Make this episode.
I just decided to do the math here to see if they could have released 1 million still frames here. Is Throne shot in 24 frames a second or 30?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
24
times 60 seconds times 54 okay, 51 sometimes minutes times 10. Holy shit. 734,000. So we're off by like a quarter mil.
I was close.
That's as many as could possibly exist from the new season. So really, they're holding back. HBO is completely holding back.
So picture this. Walking along, beautiful weather. We just went through 6 long weeks of winter in Southern California. Long weeks. And an email comes to the inbox, struggling to make a call. An email arrives. We are excited to share with you the first look at photography from the upcoming 6th season of HBO's Emmy Award-winning series, Game of Thrones. And beyond that was links to HBO's server, where website editors, general news people, in this case podcasts, navigate to find the photographs HBO has set up for all of us to enjoy, right?
Right.
Shortly following that email was another. Hello. We've been informed that due to a high volume of traffic attempting to access the FTP site, that some are experiencing difficulty access. This isn't traffic from all of us that were clicking on different articles around. This was traffic specifically from outlets to share these photos. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. I love how the emails are so nonchalant. Like, we're just casually going to take over the rest of your day. So please enjoy.
Our server's casually crashing. There's a small fire in a maintenance shed offsite right now. I feel like in 7 years from now, when they do a review of who said it best for today's announcement, it will be Brian Cogman who tweeted, "Boom." To which, Zach, I think you had the only appropriate response, which if I'm... Let me pull this up here because this is worth it. This is really
champagne comets.
Champagne comet explosion. Champagne wedding ring.
No. Champagne
no, it's not
comet.
A wedding... Oh, snow.
And that wasn't
yeah.
in response to all these photos getting announced and becoming trending on all of the different social places on the internet. That was in response to that was his pride in the server HBO server being crashed. So high five to everyone. This is a really exciting moment. This is a obviously not a normal episode of the show, but we had to meet. We haven't talked about these photos mm-hmm. with each other yet. I haven't seen all of the photos. Hannah, you haven't seen all the photos. Eric, have you seen all the photos?
All of these photos?
Yeah.
I may have glanced at them once.
So we've got relatively fresh eyes.
Yes.
And a lot of you have been tweeting in, and we'll touch on a little bit of that. But let's just open up the post on Watchers on the Wall where Sue's laid them all together. Should we go from the top to the bottom? Bottom to top? Should we go middle out? How should we do this?
I would say we should throw darts, but that would just damage my computer screen.
Yeah, let's not throw darts.
Maybe Nerf darts. Maybe we should get like Nerf. I'm going to arrange that so in the future we can just throw darts at whatever's on there.
Before we get into too much, can we just mention Balon Greyjoy photo?
Yeah. Like what?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially
so,
after what we just talked about.
I know.
It's too perfect.
Here's a story about that. So I was with Andrew because I work with
Feast
Andrew.
With Dragons, Andrew.
Yes. Feast with Dragons, Andrew. And yes. We worked together and that's where I was when this came out. And we saw we looked at them together and saw the Balon photo, and you know, we're making little comments to each other as we go down the list, as we go down this post. But Andrew, like looks at the Balon Greyjoy photo, and he's kind of quiet. He kind of gets quiet, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I began to say, hey, we just read The Prophet. You know, it's a big thing. And he says, man, Balon really loves that fireplace.
Yeah, it does. It does sort of look like Balon's older promotional images, which
he's always by that fire.
Yeah. Well, it's a decorative. It's a hearth fire. You know?
It is a hearth fire.
The Greyjoy is a hearth fire.
You know how hard they are to put out.
They're very hard to put
out. Unless you're Aaron.
So that's that photo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Perfect timing, and yeah.
I'm so glad. I'm glad for the Greyjoy presence in these promotional photos, at least for Balon, because, you know, not that they would make his death off-screen, considering all the... well, we speculated about the potential controversy surrounding his death. Like, I kind of want a scene where he is killed, considering he was still alive in the show.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to see it.
Hannah, does this make you feel any better about the Greyjoys?
No. Mm? Yes, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
That fire,
I told you I'll get there. I'm not quite there yet. I'm going to get there.
Fair enough.
This will be a character arc for Hannah this season.
Yeah, this is my journey.
Getting to like the Greyjoys.
Just trying to be honest about it, you know?
So what should we do? Should we just go from the top to the bottom?
Let's start with Bran, man. They were not afraid. They were not afraid to show Maximon Sydow as the Three-Eyed Raven. And Bran... looks to be, I don't know. Where do we think they are from the background?
Standing.
Winterfell, absolutely.
Yeah,
come
Winterfell
on.
For sure.
That's what
Winterfell.
Definitely standing. So is this, I mean, clearly it's a dream or vision. Because
the
three-headed
visiting the past.
Yes.
Right?
Past or future or present?
It's got to be the past because, well, I mean, it could be the future, but Winterfell has been burned and sacked.
Yeah, burned, kind of looks like crap.
It could be rebuilt.
Winter.
But.
Do you think they're looking at, like, Ned? Or somebody right now?
I don't want to say what I think.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
Why not?
Yeah, I think they're looking at a young Winterfell. Things that have happened in the past in Winterfell.
I get down with that.
Sky's the limit. Like this is the first of many, obviously, photos that we're talking about. I know we talked about Balon, but they show a lot, but they don't. You know, like I think I said that when we were texting each other. I was like, man, you know, these photos, as interesting as they are, as exciting as they are, as high quality is there. Don't give a whole lot away.
Yeah.
But there's just enough to get super hype about it.
And we have to hand out props unlimited to Helen Sloan and McCall Pillay, who have been working on the show for a long time and
100%.
Who have been shooting out these images every year. Mm-hmm. And just really, I think, setting the bar for how shows present themselves on social. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that Game of Thrones has consistently had this level of promotion.
Yeah.
But this is the tip of the iceberg. Like, I know we've gotten reports, set photos, all sorts of footage. These are the, of course, yearly to be expected promotional photos. But still, like, the discussions that are happening now within, I think, 15 minutes, the watchers posted like 80 comments, and it's up to 255 comments the same night of mere hours afterwards. So, and I'm sure that'll just continue exploding.
Can we talk about Sansa?
Well, is that next in order? Because I think Yara is next in order.
Nope.
Hannah, we said we were gonna go
I can't
top to
wait
bottom.
okay
I think maybe we should talk about Sansa.
She looks so intense.
There's a lot of questions on people's minds, and we've got to seen a lot of tweets.
Some people think that she's pregnant in these pictures. I don't think so, but some people seem to think that. I don't think enough time, if she was pregnant, I don't think enough time probably has passed for her to be showing if she is. I don't think that she is, but...
Yeah, exactly. I think that these photos look freshly after the escape.
Yeah. I don't think that they've been wandering for more than 2 months. Right? I guess we don't really know.
It's like Theon and Sansa find a riverbed, you know, kind of like that's one of the photos. You know what? I can kind of see what people are asking, because like the way that her outer robe is parted right beneath the clasp in the belly, it's like, oh, are they drawing attention to it? What's going on?
Yeah, I can totally see where people are coming from.
She's just wearing a lot of layers. It's cold. Look, she's literally standing in snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that her dress is just kind of messed up a little bit. But
there are more of Sansa than there are of other characters, I think. Of these 20 photos, there are at least three of Sansa.
It's exciting to see that. I mean, they survived the jump.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah. Yeah. So not been splat on the ground.
It's like Myrcella's photograph. I think we all knew Myrcella's fate was not in her favor, but we've got Jaime leaving with that that Lannister carriage, and there's a shroud, a golden shroud, and that's her in the Sept of Baelor with Tommen and Jaime.
So sad.
So that's obviously a confirmation.
The confirmation, too, is that Jaime has left Dorne. There's this wonderful image between Cersei and Jaime. And I was later viewing these images with Gina, and she said, "Man, you know what Cersei's saying in this photo? You had one job."
Yeah.
It's basically, you know, I struggle to feel anything but sadness for Jaime having to basically admit his defeat here to Cersei in the beginning of the season, because Lord knows she went through hell and triumphed and at least made it through it in the previous season, but Jaime kind of failed to do his fatherly duty and really kingly duty and protect Myrcella.
Asha Greyjoy.
Looks cool.
Does she see Euron Crow's Eye arriving?
The way her men are positioned in the back, like, it seems more like a formal reception than it does just kind of like she's chilling on some cliffs and looks up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a reception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next image, though, with Emilia Clarke looking frazzled, I guess is the right word for it. Her hair's frizzy. Alan Zeppenwall, a TV critic for HitFix, tweeted about this image in particular, "Khaleesi needs conditioner."
She does, and there's a large body of water directly beside her.
Does this answer the question of whether or not she is being treated as royalty by this new call or group of Dothraki versus whether she was, you know, is being basically a captive to them? Because that was one of the questions that I would have coming out of the previous season.
I think just looking at the picture, she's a well-treated captive, but not a royally treated captive.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
So it's a little mysteries we can answer through these.
Then we have the naturalized Ramsay Bolton with his father. Mm. They're looking at something. What are they looking at?
They're looking at their failure. Actually, you know what? No, they had nothing but success with the exception of Theon and Sansa's escape. Like, I'm just remembering now all the men on the battlefield, all of Stannis' men slain outside Winterfell, and Ramsay just wading through the bodies.
They don't look too thrilled, whatever they're looking at. This picture of Jaime is kind of heartbreaking, right?
Yeah.
With Myrcella, I assume that that's Myrcella behind him covered up. And he knows that he just has, he failed.
He's very sad.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough, that's going to be a tough trip home for him.
And then we have Balon.
And his one true love, the hearth fire.
The hearth fire.
And we have Missandei.
Mm.
She's talking to Tyrion.
Is she?
They're discussing something very important.
What comes next may be the most unflattering photo of Carice Van Houten as Melisandre.
That's a beautiful photo. She just doesn't look very amused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not. The horses look great. She's not happy.
Not
about
happy.
Something.
Yeah, she's not pleased.
This, for me, spells trouble for what we think, or at least what I thought, that she was going to do with Jon Snow. Maybe she didn't have a successful resurrection.
Also curious to note that she's wearing all of that clothing. It's strange because her lord's light usually keeps her.
Oh,
is she going somewhere? I mean, she's like.
Well, still.
Settling in for a ride?
I think Zach's
right. She is on a horse.
Maybe she's lost the inner light there.
That's interesting.
And Theon and Sansa. She's helping him up.
Is she? I don't know. I can't really tell.
Kind of looks like that.
It almost looks like he's like begging her for something, I feel like.
Hmm.
Obviously, they've been going through it. Davos.
No,
that
Davos.
Smoke in front of him is interesting.
Born amongst salt and smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Azor Ahai.
Curious.
Oh, shit.
Next, you have a Jaime Cersei when Jaime's actually back to King's Landing. So, obviously.
They both have short hair.
They look a little bit more like twins.
They look more alike than ever.
Yeah.
Sam Gilly, possibly in the bowels of a ship.
Bowels, I think, is the appropriate word for that scene. Oh, it's Sam book four humor, everybody. Yeah. Oh, God.
Brienne, Oathkeeper, armor. Sort of feels like a Feast for Crows, Brienne, right here. Maybe I'm just projecting.
I don't know. Mm. It'd be interesting. After in a season after they have her follow a different path, could they sort of reset or return her to a book plot as like sort of the next step forward?
Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have Ramsay Bolton standing very stoically in the snow.
He is
it's a very well-lit photograph.
The snow looks beautiful.
It does.
Not happy.
And neither are Jaime or Tommen.
Well, that's understandable. Except for
Baylor.
Yeah.
Poor
is
Tommen.
Is it just me or is he going like, well, this happened.
So,
there's not a lot of hope right now.
Next we have Margaery with Septa Manila. She looks pretty down.
She's reading her rights.
I really do wonder how Margaery's going to get out of there this season.
Varys keeping extra warm with his arms wrapped in his robe sleeve thing. And Tyrion with a sweet vest.
This is one of the things I'm most looking forward to in season 6 is seeing what challenges present themselves to these guys. Because they're basically like our favorite guys are running the kingdom. But this next photo, you guys are going to have to look at for me. I'm not going to look at this next photo because it terrifies me.
Oh, of Arya?
Oh, God.
With her eyes.
She looks intense.
Yeah.
She looks incredible. When I was looking through these pictures, like glancing through them, this picture like really stood out to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to train my eye to just look at the corner of the screen whenever she's on in this.
She's
season.
Holding a wooden dish and there's broken pottery behind her. Kind of reminds me of Link and smashing some. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Yeah.
Begging.
I had thought that her blindness would be maybe even more temporary than this.
She's in rough spun, and in the next photo we have the High Sparrow, who is obviously in rough spun.
Glad he's
and I have a feeling he's looking down at possibly like Margaery and passing judgment or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Giving her a nice talking to.
Yeah. And Tyrion in the next photograph is looking majestically over his kingdom of Meereen. He's helping run with his friends and deciding what to do next.
Yeah.
With those natural highlights.
He looks great. I think patricide really suits him.
This next picture of Arya, though, Eric, you definitely shouldn't look at.
Yeah, God. This is what haunts my nightmares. Every time I close my eyes, this is what I see.
I'm happy that the staging, the costuming, all of it is just so, it, you know what I mean? I don't want to say congruent, but it really is. It seems very real.
I mean, look at her feet. Like, I was going to be like, okay, I'm not going to look at this photo. I'm just going to look at her feet. But then I looked at her feet and I'm like, oh my God, her feet are hideous.
And then we're back to Dany.
Viewed from the other side now. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the other side of that necklace, which is one of the coolest things.
Yeah, the necklace is really sweet.
Normally she's the one being spoken to, but now she is the one presenting herself in front of someone.
And then my favorite picture of Sansa. She looks so intense.
With an excellent braid.
With an excellent braid.
Excellent braid and lots of snow.
Yeah, just so I'm really, really excited for this storyline here. Mm. And this is a picture where everyone thinks she looks pregnant, but I don't think she does.
But we do see Tyrion pouring a drink, sort of more iconic. This is like Don Draper in Mad Men pouring a drink. This is Tyrion pouring a drink for himself.
It looks like he's pouring it back into the decanter. Yeah. And I told you she was looking at him. Asande is looking at him from that chair. Look.
Oh, yeah. He's up. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. You win. Maybe he took too much. I don't know. But it's
maybe
clearly
he's turning a new leaf.
It could be. Yeah.
It's during a small council meeting of some sort.
Then we have another angle of the same Dany picture. And we kind of see her presenting herself. As I mentioned with the last. It's interesting to see her in that position after so long.
Right.
Of her being in power.
Her hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Literally and figuratively.
It's cool to see. I don't know. I'm looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's going to happen with the Dothraki.
Back with the Dothraki.
This next one, though, is a really great shot of Lena Headey as Cersei. She seems to be perfectly honest, in more of a position of peace than you would imagine.
Ever before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is good, because you want her to kind of, I don't know, after she's been, she's had a rough season, you want her to kind of find more peace. Maybe it's just denial.
Sansa's just taking a stroll through the snow in this one.
She's just walking in the snow.
On her merry way. This was like an Instagram post.
Looks exactly like an Instagram post.
She's going to grandma's house, if she still had a grandmother.
Like when you want your friends to take a picture of you in action, but like
a candid.
Yeah, but you don't want to like ask for it. That's exactly what it looks like.
And finally, Conlathil and Peter Dinklage, Varys and Tyrion, just looking at something.
Varys looks very, like, not, like, I can't read what his face looks like, but he looks concerned and annoyed.
It's kind of like a knowing, a knowing grimace from both of them.
Mm-hmm. This is a good picture.
It's like Game of Thrones is recording a special episode for this, of course.
Yeah.
And those are the photographs. Guys, can I just say, more than ever before, we have a lot of photographs covered in snow.
Mm. Well, they do say that thing about that winter.
What do they say, Eric? What do they say about that?
It's on its way. It's coming to town.
Winter is coming
to town.
We don't see Jon Snow, which... maybe not surprising.
I'm glad.
Are you surprised, Hannah? Really?
I'm not surprised that we didn't see him, but I'm just saying he's been in so much of the other promotional material.
John should just be in every photograph.
On our Patreon, John Webster, small council member, wrote, "Oh my God, no Jon Snow? Oh well, he must be dead after all." Wink face.
Oh man.
He says his favorites are the Bran and Three-Eyed Raven picture because Max von Sydow is a boss, and the Tyrion Missandei Grey Worm picture. Who'd have imagined that threesome? Poor Patrick Malahide is doomed to never leave that one set.
Oh,
it's a great hearth.
It is a great hearth.
Brienne of Tarth says what we've all been thinking. She says, "I've tried to think a coherent thought to contribute, but I can't with the sentences today."
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
We had no plan going into this episode.
No,
let's just look at the photos, talk about it to each other.
And try to talk about it. Yeah.
Try to gather our thoughts and manage our
expectations. We just have some major cliffhangers to deal with.
Yeah,
that we've kind of got some answers to, maybe or maybe not. Right. And I think that we're going to be able to dive into them fairly quickly. I hope that we're going to be able to dive into this fairly quickly.
Just look at their faces. I'm starting with Asha's photograph and really even Bran and the Three-Eyed Raven's photograph. Everyone is distraught. No one is in a good state right now. Even Missandei is the closest, I think, to not being upset. Melisandre grimacing, Theon in his situation, Davos grimacing, Jaime absolutely distraught, Sam is literally vomiting while he's in between.
Yeah.
Or he's in between vomits right now.
And everyone's dirty.
It's kind of, you know, in a way it will reflect the way the books are. I've heard them described as a shuffling of the deck. This is sort of going to be more laying of the pieces.
What if the pacing of the show, just only going off these photographs, this could be completely out of the park, but you know how we're seeing Balon Greyjoy standing in front of this hearth, but he's part of the promotional images. It's not only that he's going to be in the new season, but he's part of this sort of first round of, not the first round of promotion, but the first round of promotion with a whole group of photographs. Mm-hmm. What if this is marking the show's movement into what books 4 and 5 did, really what book 4 established, the movement into A Feast for Crows, where there was a Storm of Swords, and then after the Storm of Swords, the crows feasted, and a lot of the pieces in the story got reset. And I know a lot of those pieces also get reset in A Dance of Dragons. But Hannah, we've talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
how thematically it shifts and changes a lot. What if the show is doing that as well, but latently? People maybe expected it in season 5 at the latest, but what if a lot of that feeling is coming in season 6 and we'll have 7 and 8 to do what the final books do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point. And we've got two Greyjoy pictures, you know, right off the bat here. You know, if it wasn't going to play a big role, I don't think we would have seen them this early on in promotional material.
I see Brienne standing in what looks to be some kind of a stable or a large roofed inn or shack. Or in that one image, I kind of just feel her traveling as she did in A Feast for Crows. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I think that we're at an interesting point in our read-through, where we're starting to explore these new places. And so I think that if what you're saying is correct, then I think that we're at a good spot.
I don't know if it's me projecting or if it's just the image doing that.
It could be a mix of both.
I don't know.
And maybe that's this feeling that they're trying to set. I mean, the Greyjoys are a big part of Feast for Crows. So.
I'm just saying, when are we going to get the trailer now that we've got all these pictures, right? When are we going to get the trailer?
Thing,
that's
right?
The next thing that's coming up. So
I think we're going to leave you now. We've got to record a new episode with Micah, obviously, and we'll talk about all of these in more detail, but we wanted to talk about this with each other.
It is nice to see, though, through your guys' feedback, that you guys are just as excited as we are right now. I know Jen Calhoun made very good use of the GIF of Tyrion breaking it down in the courtroom, and she tweeted us earlier, can't handle all the excitement right now.
Yeah.
That pretty much echoes how we're feeling today and how we were feeling by the complete and utter surprise and shock of these photos.
I'm glad that we had this discussion, guys.
Me too.
Me too.